Gather in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last week, we heard the story of John the Baptist out in the wilderness, announcing that the kingdom of heaven was near. He was baptizing the people as a mark of their repentance. He even baptized Jesus, marking the beginning of the Messiah's earthly ministry. And he obviously challenged some pretty important people, because shortly after that, he was arrested. And it certainly didn't help things that he publicly called out the ruler Herod for getting divorced just so he could marry his half-brother's wife. And so John has now been sitting in jail for the last 7 chapters. We don't need to go into the details, but if you think American prisons sound bad, the Roman ones were even worse. Yet John was willing to endure it. And as we know, even his eventual execution, because he believed so strongly in what God was doing. So then, why do we get this really weird question that starts off today's gospel? It's as if John, sitting in prison, begins to think, is Jesus really the Messiah, fulfilling all that prophecy? Or should we go look for somebody else? John was even re-examining his own pronouncement now. He had told the crowds that the one coming after him would be more powerful than him. And now he's not even sure if he was talking about the right guy. It is a question I'm very glad John voiced. And I'm actually super relieved it made it into the Bible at all, because I think we have all had those same questions at some point or another. Is Jesus for real? Or is this whole story just a fantasy that we really, really, really want to believe? Is our faith well-founded or something we've willed into being in order to make ourselves feel better? And what happened, John, we're left to wonder, to make the most steadfast of prophets now suspect everything that he'd been proclaiming? And I don't think it was just prison getting to him after all that time. The best answer seems to be that Jesus was not the Messiah that John expected. Not the Messiah that anyone expected, really. Like, where's all that power he said was coming? Jesus never overthrew the Romans, but he did overturn the tables in the temple. He didn't free all the prisoners, but he does heal the sick. He never brought fire, just plenty of forgiveness. If we want to use fancy theological talk, we would say that Jesus inaugurated the kingdom of God, but never consummated it. That the end times began, but they're still going today. And frankly, no one saw that coming. They didn't think they would have to live in this not yet time. And that, my friends, is why I am such a stickler about this season of Advent. If you ask the staff and our worship volunteers, I've developed a bit of a reputation for being very, very protective of this liturgical season, of not just turning it into a soft launch for Christmas. Because Advent reminds us that we are still living in the now, but not yet. That Jesus has come once to start everything off, but he hasn't come back to finish the job. It's like we are sitting through the last act of a musical, and we have no idea when the closing curtain will fall. We have a sense of the final number. We could probably even kind of hum it a little bit, but we have no idea how this director is going to stage it. We expect Jesus to fix everything, and he does it in a way that makes no sense. And so I can identify with the Baptist. On this Gaudete Sunday, with its joyful rose vestments, you may ask, where do we find joy in that? Well, for me, there is grace in this passage to be found. Grace that in the end, if you notice, Jesus never rebukes John. Doesn't scold him even once for questioning. He actually praises him to the crowds. And he tells John the same thing he tells us. You have to decide for yourself. The evidence is there. The miracles are real. The witnesses are irrefutable. And just because the plan isn't going the way we think it should doesn't mean there is no plan. Just because the world doesn't look the way we think it should doesn't mean that God is not in charge. And so we wait. Not in the sense that we're counting down the days until Christmas. Spoiler alert, Jesus has already been born. That's done. In this season of Advent, we wait for what's coming next with hopeful expectation, with repentance and forgiveness, with preparation and watchfulness. We look all around us for the glory of God until one day we will get to see it face to face. Let it be so. Amen.
Amen. Amen.